What's up, good people? You already know what time it is. Another episode of King's Landing. We are officially in the regular season. It's your boy, Jared King. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at @_TheKing_. And follow my brother, Brian, at KingHead57. Shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. Another season letting us rock out. You know, we got 17 more games. They're going to let us chat 17 more games. But I appreciate the platform. Go holler at them on Twitter at the Barber's Chair Net. Visit thebcnet.com for more podcasts, more episodes. You know, they got some Bears content. You know, they talk about Grady over there if you're still missing Grady. You know, they got a Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. You know, support the people, man. They make it happen for us to even be here. But week one, we back. Another home opener loss. It is what it is. How you feel about it, brother? Go ahead, rip into him a little bit. I'm gonna let you get it out.
Oh no, bro! I ain't about to get it. Ain't one of them get it out type deals. It was a good game. Now we had a good, solid showing, and you know, it was like you said, a little DJ Khaled-esque. Another one. It's getting hard to sit in the stands and watch this foolishness take place. You know, we're about to start flipping these tickets. Don't be mad when you start seeing more away teams in the bins enjoying what the bins has to offer, because that's the home field. It ain't new no more to us. And you know, Trump done raised the prices on everything out here, bro. We're gonna scam these away fans. We're gonna get our bread back. Because I need mine. They might not see me. Monday night football, you might not see me. You getting finessed.
I love how I say it.
I ain't going for it.
See, I said, go ahead and get it off your chest. I don't got nothing in them. Boom. Now we scamming away fans. How we get there?
Yeah, they getting scammed. They getting big finesse. Come see this nice stadium. They got a nice bend, boy. The inside finish. Yeah, you see, we don't have people in the stands because it's nice. In there,
my co-host has lost his mind. We're not even 90 seconds in. He's broke week one. He is broke.
Hey, they've been finessing us for so long, bro. This is a pile on finesse. When the last time the Falcons won in front of us? When the last time the Falcons won? Period. Y'all can underestimate preseason games if you want, but that still affects our morale. We didn't call L all preseason, and then we come and catch an L like this to start it off. Man, please get out of here. You better take them easy wins while you can, Raheem Morris and staff. Y'all crazy. We ain't going for that. It's expensive to live in Atlanta. It ain't cheap down here no more. World Cup coming. Hey. Don't ask us why we get into the Don't ask us why we get to the stadium late, because we got to go to church and get our spirit right and get ready for this foolishness that we finna witness. We need our drinks, and it's expensive. And now you're going to tax my pockets. You're going to tax my mind. I got to go to work with this on my mind for another 6 days. We didn't probably call the L in fantasy. Come on now. We gotta catch a break somewhere. You getting finessed out of these pockets.
What else you got? Come on, we got a little bit more in the tank. Come on.
Oh no, it ain't no. We getting good. We week one though. We good.
All right, we settled.
Keep it optimistic. Yeah, we gonna keep it optimistic. We gonna get that cool. We'll get that cool next.
You got yours coming,
but we might not see much more cool. You know, we gonna get down there to that road, but you know, like I said, overall it was a B minus.
I appreciate the positive grade.
It was some tomfoolery, but you know, it was decently acceptable.
I get it. You know what? I'm gonna start off with that. I was gonna take my time, but you know, the analytics, this is a new season. We got new analytics that came out, you know, watching. Mm-hmm. It's week one. Week one, you're going to get some sloppy games. You're going to get some bad games. And a group put out an excitement index, and the Falcons Bucks game was the second most exciting game of the weekend. So that's not including the Monday night game. I think the Sunday night game. I think the Sunday night game was an all timer. But yeah, I mean, yeah, like that was one I feel like we should have won, but I feel like it came down to coup. We got some heroics from Michael Penix, but we dropped four interceptions, and the offense looked lifeless for 75% of that game. So, like, that's one of those ones where it's like, damn, we should have won, especially with it being a divisional game. You know, you go in, the Bucks didn't have Tristan Wirfs. The Bucks didn't have Chris Godwin. They didn't have Jalen McMillan. They shuffled their O-line the day of the game, basically. And for them to get off, they stole that one. That's the only way I can put it. I mean, yeah, McLaughlin missed the field goal. He missed the extra point. You know, they should have been up four more points than they were. If you give them the field goal, you give them the extra point. You know, it should have been a touchdown that we needed to get instead of a field goal, but – you know, that's how the game go. You're gonna make some misses. You're gonna have some makes. You're gonna have some misses. I just don't think we capitalized on ours. I mean, Diablo had a pick. Caden Ellis had a pick. Xavier Watts had two picks. AJ had a pick. Like, the defense showed up. We're gonna start with the positive, the B plus, the B minus. The defense showed up. Like, I was excited about the defense, and they showed me exactly what I wanted to see, except for, you know, a couple things like Caden missing the sack at the end of the game. That would have been a third and long that you get that sack. You're probably playing off, and he's probably not throwing to the back of the end zone to put the game on ice. Rook's penalty, I think, was stupid. Baker sold it, but don't give him no product to sell. Like, I mean, it come down to it. But, hey, my youngin showed up. Our youngin showed up. Billy Bowman Jr. got a sack. Xavier Watts was out there looking like, hey. Xavier Watts looked better than Jesse Bates. Yeah. Hot take. Real hot. But I'm going to stand on it. Xavier Watts showed up as a rook that going into camp, most of us expected Jordan Fuller to start week one just because he was a vet, and Xavier Watts to come in for some snaps. And Xavier Watts came in, and his bubble was bubbling the moment the ball got snapped. So I'm excited about that. James Pierce gave me four pressures and a QB hit. He was sniffing a sack pretty regularly. I think he's going to get one next week. We got JJ next week. We're going to get into that towards the end of the episode. But I liked what I saw from the defense. Tell me. Talk to me.
I'm tired of this favoritism. I'm tired of this favoritism on this team. If you see James Pierce getting off, why are we putting Leonard Floyd in the game? James Pierce is getting pressures and getting sacks, getting off, getting pressures. Mm-hmm. And being efficient with his snaps. Stop wasting time with these old players and these old reps. You giving away plays with these old reps. If he not getting to the quarterback, get him out of there. I don't care I don't care. This is, we talking about a divisional rivalry. This ain't even a rivalry in our opinion, but this is a divisional game. This was a Ricky Bobby game. If your ass ain't first, you last. And guess where we sitting? Not first, because you want to sit up here and play Leonard Floyd and not get the sacks that you needed to get when it was time to get off the field, or the pressures that you needed to get when it was time to get pressure. So I'm not here for it. I done told you about Mike Hughes. We're going to the secondary. You know I'm not a fan of him. He should have been out of here. I don't know why he's still getting recycled contracts. That's why Minnesota Vikings got rid of him. No way in hell he should have been on the damn field yesterday, Sunday. Who else? I told you the CB2. CB2 should have been either Clark Phillips or Kobe Bryant, period. And then they running this. I don't know who calling the defensive secondary. Stop calling the doggone strength to the field, especially when you got a right-hand quarterback on the left hash. He gonna throw the post. That's all he got. If it's to, if it's trips to the right, where you think he going with the ball? He not finna go to the left. So why are you making the left side of the field the doggone strength? If you play the strip correctly, the middle linebackers, who we got tremendous play out of, is going to make the play underneath. So Jesse Bates ain't finna sit up there and drop where the strong safety is supposed to be. And then if you, let's say you run the play, you don't put no little ass Mike Hughes on that backside post. You put somebody that got some length that can jump and play the post, or that can play the corner. I'm not putting no little five nine. How tall is Mike Hughes? About 5'7". I'm not putting no Mike Hughes on no Egbuka. He little. He play little. He don't play like no Egbuka. And we know number two was the best receiver on that field yesterday. I don't care if Mike Evans was on the field. AJ Terrell, I give AJ Terrell played a hell of a game now, because Mike Evans was erased and he was manned up with him like we said we wanted to see. He brought his nuts and he played some football. Mike Hughes need to go sit down with Young Hoku, Young Way. I ain't trying to hear it no more, brother. I'm tired of these vets wasting time. They be sitting up here, they come in here, and they waste time, they waste snaps. We got boys that's out here hungry and ready to play. I don't care if they messing up sometimes. That's a rookie mistake. But then when it's time to make a play, trust and believe, you're going to get somebody that's hungry. Where was Helms?
He was out.
If Helms was in the game, okay. I was at the game. I wasn't locked in like I needed to be. But I feel like if Helms was in there, Jesse would have been like, oh, no, he ain't got no reason to sit up here and play underneath because somebody head getting knocked off. I need y'all to play the players that the fans are telling y'all, hey, these boys can play.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Hughes ain't been it for 5 years. I would have rather y'all put him what CJ Henderson? Put him in there. Hell.
No,
Jesse would have been like, oh no, let him go deep. And Jesse would have sat back. He wouldn't have had no confidence in CJ Henderson.
I'm not look. All right, rant over.
But
the
thing that gets on my nerves. Mike Hughes is boy recycled.
That one.
I don't know why Ed Reed play on the hash against Peyton Manning. I know what it's supposed to look like now. Don't sit up here and act like come on, bro. Like we know it's hard to get him off the head. All they talk about. I don't even play safety. I know you got to get the man off the hash.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start off the hash, where are you going? That's for the game.
I'm gonna say right now. Bro, I hear you. I disagree on
too
Mike
much Hughes. Trust in Hughes.
I disagree.
Mike Hughes need to be the fourth corner.
I feel like when you go back and look, they ran that play three times. They ran that play two times to the left side. With the trips left, where AJ was out there, and AJ was getting cooked on that post. Jesse was nailing the big dig to Mike Evans. And so all they did was flip it. And so if I'm playing cover three and I got outside leverage and they run that post, I'm sending a post to Jesse. But Jesse wasn't there. Jesse wasn't there that whole – every time they ran that play, Jesse wasn't there. So it's like – I'm not saying Mike Hughes the best corner in the world, but when you leave, AJ getting cooked on that. AJ got cooked on that. They got it on tape. AJ was cooked on that post. That's the only reason why they kept going back to it. And then the big bust to Kate Otten was AJ and Jesse. So we can't see here.
When last time Mike Hughes made a play and you were like, there he go.
That's not why you're on the field. That's AJ, that's Jesse, that's Caden, them other dogs. Everybody, all 11 ain't going to be like that.
It's too much confidence in the lack of a playmaker. They give that man too much confidence because he a vet. When you know he lacking, You hanging over the top. You ain't coming down biting because you know.
So that's a Jesse problem. Like you said, if CJ Henderson in the game and you know he needs, I'm helping.
But if you know my Jesus, and that's what I'm saying. Get these old heads out of here. He 30 years old. He don't need to be on the field no more, playing no rookie, especially not no Egbuka. Egbuka top flight. Egbuka might be the best receiver in this draft class.
Hey.
Egbuka about to get his secondary nightmares for years, and he done started it off early.
Hey. All I'm going to say is, I got no complaints. Baker threw a dime. Mike Hughes was right there. His hand was at the catch point. It's not like Mike Hughes got cooked. Mike Hughes got left out to dry. I don't think Jesse played a good game. I think Jesse was trying to do too much. Jesse was jumping things that shouldn't have. Baker said it. He was like, we saw him jumping that dig every time, and we knew we had that big post. So, you know. Shit happens. Silly. Baker a baller. Baker a top 10 quarterback in the league. He not Michael Penix, but, you know, I tip my cap to Baker. I mean, you know, you make big plays. Penix walked us back down the field twice. He walked us down to get the lead, and then he walked us down to get in position for the field goal. And Young Ho let us down, man. You know, that's my dog, but it's two seasons you missing too many kicks inside of 50 yards. Like, you can miss a 50-yarder. Miss 55, you know, miss 57, miss 59. Them the ones where it's like, damn, yeah, I mean, we on the edge. You missing 40s? I don't got nothing for you. You boinking extra points? I don't got nothing for you. Like, them just – that's just – you just not dependable. Especially when 2 years ago you pacing with Justin Tucker for the highest – field goal percentage of all time. You go change your kicking routine, and now you might as well put me out there. Like, I can't trust you. So, but we said it first episode of the season. Lenny Krieg is the
future. You said the last game. Was it last episode?
Lenny Krieg is the future.
Is Lenny Krieg on the practice squad?
Yeah, he on the practice squad. He's not ready. I mean, that's the one where you once you out of playoff contention, you put Krieg out there to get some real game snaps. But I think they go get – they having tryouts this week. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know kickers. Hell, just go find somebody who can make if I get somebody who can make it 50 yards and in with Michael Penix, I'm good. I will take my chances because – everybody not trotting off the bus with a Will Reichert kicking 59 yards like he just did in Chicago. Like, bro got a boot. But that's Lenny Krieg. That's probably 2026, maybe 2027. I got the kicker in the trunk. I just need to let it simmer a little bit. Who you going to get? You got the smirk on your face.
I got a kicker for you.
Who?
And I mentioned him. I think I mentioned him last podcast. A young man who would love some massages in Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness.
The one, the only. Justin Tucker is available. We talking about a 35-year-old kicker, brother. Go get him. Justin Tucker in the dome. We playing in Tampa, Carolina. The swamp, the sewer over there, and in the bins. Good weather. He's available. And we need a kicker. And we restructure some folks. Go bring Justin Tucker out here. He'd be all right. He won't get in trouble.
First off, he's suspended for the first 10 games of the season.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you still got to wait for the suspension. But
personal conduct.
It's a 17 game season and a playoff.
So you can have Lenny Krieg step in, and if he don't get it done, Young Tucker. Old Tucker.
Insane. take. He said, y'all wouldn't chase Deshaun Watson. Go get Justin Tucker, bro. I'm trying to win games.
We try to win games here now. Come on. Now, who we are at this point, let's be real. Are the Atlanta Falcons not the laughing stock of the NFL?
No. Miami Dolphins.
How many games we done blown?
Boy, you turn them Dolphins on.
Dante just told you over the last decade, we done blown some games.
We gonna make it entertaining.
I ain't gonna say we toilet bowl trash, but boy, we'll blow some games.
Oh yeah,
we ain't had no strong kicker. We ain't had no strong kicker like that since young Koo.
I was about to say, don't talk crazy now. Koo just had
young Koo. Young Koo.
He had a bad 24. He's starting off bad right now. Koo was cooking in 23 with Arthur Smith. We had Desmond Ridder under the center. Like, I'm not stressed about the kicker spot yet. Like, I think I would bring in a ton of heat and some real comp. Like, not no, you know, oh, you could, I'm talking about, like, who was the best kicker in the USFL? Who was the best kicker in the XFL? I don't know, but like, give me some. Who the best kicker in 37U? I don't care, bro. Just give me somebody who can make the kick. Cause my dog Phoenix. They back to the analytics, right? We're gonna give you some more analytics. Top 10 quarterback performances of week one. I said after the game, Michael Penix is a top 10 quarterback stuck with a bottom 10 offensive coordinator. And I had quite a few people shocked that I would say something so brash. And then it comes out that Michael Penix was the fifth best quarterback of the weekend behind Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, and Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
So
I got some receipts to go digging up too, because they said this man was some bottom 25 hot trash.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting for this one.
So
that's why I was pissed that we caught an L, because this should have been a straight up dub.
We're gonna steal one. That's why I'm not mad. We said it first episode. I said, bro, I have Michael Penix. I'm not worried about nothing else. And he showed it. Like Zachary Ross Robinson is officially on my hot seat. Judas Lake is gone.
Caught him. You gave him a name.
Zachary, that's his government. I ain't give him it. His mama named him that. I'm going to call him that. Zachary is coming up short. And I got a top five quarterback. And ain't no reason I come off the bus 2 minutes into the game. I'm up 7-0, and I don't score nothing but three more points the rest of the half. And I look up, and now the Bucks are up when the defense was balling. The defense got back-to-back three and outs. That was the first time defense got back-to-back three and outs in a week one game since 2015.
Mm.
That was a once in a decade performance from the defense. And Zach Robinson sat in the pistol. He ran a bunch of limp dick route combos. The screen game still ass. Route combination still mid. We didn't get under center. The first play was what we talked about. He came out five wide, but the personnel was Bijan, Algier, Casey Washington, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. I got you in base, and I split you out five wide. Bijan gets you an easy 10-yard completion. He never went to that personnel package, and he never went back to that formation. And it's like he's making it – it feels like back when Dirk Cutter was here, and it was just like, okay, I'm just calling plays because they're in the playbook. Ain't no rhythm. Ain't nothing going off of each other. Every time you put Charlie Warner in motion, it's a run. Every time you put Algier in the background, in the backfield, it's a run. Like,
run.
It's so predictable to the point where you got the talent and you just begging the talent to be good because you don't bring shit to the table. You just like, play.
And he calling plays like this is his first year calling plays. Like, this is the first year in the offense. Like, you supposed to have built off this from, you know, from your previous experience. You had a whole season and off season to build on your play calling abilities and implementing, you know, script. So I ain't trying to hear it. You know, I already feel like we need a fullback again, but we still sitting up here running Ray-Ray McCloud into the offensive line.
Bro.
Just foolish. Like, bro, I just sat here and watched the Ravens run an I formation with Big Monster and run Zay Flowers right up underneath for a gain of damn near 50 on the boot. Now, you mean to tell me you don't think you had the personnel to run that same play? Come on, bro. You can literally take that and just be like, oh, I like that. That worked. Like, that's easy. That's easy. You ain't nobody paying attention to Ray-Ray like that. They looking at Drake. They looking at Kyle Pitts. And then they looking at Ray-Ray. And they looking at Bijan before Ray-Ray.
Yep.
Come on, bro. Like, y'all got to come on now. You got people with multifaceted talents. And you are not leveraging those talents. And I need y'all to wake up and act like you know that this is a new Falcons team. This ain't the old Falcons team. Like, these players can play. Just like I'm sitting up here tonight watching DJ Moore run the ball. We ain't never seen DJ Moore line up in the backfield, but she got that ball and looked like a top flight running back. He looked legit. Like, come on, bro. It's time out for all that slow thinking.
Mm-hmm. It's safe. All that. Like,
yeah.
I love Drake, but you running screens to Drake, why? I got Ray-Ray. Ray-Ray is a return man at heart. Why is Ray-Ray not getting screens? Like you said, why Ray-Ray? I put Ray-Ray in the backfield and run a swing screen.
I ain't seen Kyle Pitts isolated one-on-one on the edge. Did he get one?
Mm-mm.
Why can't we just get a one-on-one jump ball to Kyle Pitts?
Mm-mm.
Ain't he the unicorn?
Mm-hmm.
Something. Like, who they got? Jamel Dean and who else?
Zion McCollum, who was out of the game for a second, and we didn't take any advantage of.
Thank you.
Like, it's stuff like that. Like, it's just – it's too hard. It's like, oh, I got Bijan. Bijan gonna make a play. Well, you do have to work for Bijan so he can be Bijan 100% for the other half versus Bijan get the ball. Now I gotta juke the man just to get to space. And now I'm in space and I gotta juke somebody else. Or we get on the goal line and it's first and goal from the one and you running a glorified jet sweep out of full house. What are we doing?
Or worst case scenario, Penix can't figure nothing out because you got this vanilla play call and now he done scrambled and you know his injury history. So this is what you setting it up for.
Mm-hmm.
So get it together ASAP because Penix will take off, but we don't need Penix getting hurt because I'm not trying to see no damn Kirk Cousins. I'm going to tell you that 100% right now.
Stadium going to be
like, straight up. You might as well go and trade Kirk now and sign Desmond Ridder if that's what we're going to be doing. Because, brother, it's gonna be hard to finesse them tickets with Kirk coming to the show.
Like that's. But like, we got one play action boot. I think all game. I give them two, but there's one play action boot. They don't get under center. Ain't no imagination in the play call. We running the same plays in this game that we were running week two last year. Like,
exactly.
And I'm not saying you can't run the same plays, but you had all summer with this man. You said I self-scouted. I'm excited to build this offense around Michael Penix. And I'm watching the same plays you was running with Kirk. You was running
the same plays
with Kirk. And everybody was saying, oh, the offense is struggling because Kirk isn't mobile. But you running them now, and they still ain't working.
Same play.
Shit's so stupid.
Is it and you? It's like, did he replace you?
Zachary, man. Zachary, the only reason why Zachary is known is because he played at Oklahoma State with Dez Bryant. Don't nobody remember Zachary from them days. Zachary was at –
he's the quarterback?
Mm-hmm. He was at Pro Football Focus before he was with the Rams, and the only reason why everybody's like, oh, he's a good offensive coordinator is because they name-dropped Sean McVay. They don't say what Jack Robinson was. Oh, he was a quarterback, you know, his quarterback coach. Make him the quarterback coach then. Because bruh is very mid. And if we had less talent,
They got to put some packages together.
I just don't think it's that hard. I still ain't seen Bijan on the Texas route. Why can't I get a tunnel screen? Like, the screen they ran to Drake
London. Right, to Pitts?
No, the one they ran to Drake London, I posted it on Twitter. It was the same screen that Julio scored that touchdown on against the Eagles back in 2017. Mm-hmm. In week one, 2015.
He took to the crib.
And he took to the crib. But you see, mm-hmm. he got upfield. He came back. He came to the ball to get up on his blocks. Mm-hmm. You're just running screens and saying,
we know the Julio screen. I don't know why they're not putting nothing from, like, you got it on tape. You got that in your lockup.
I got the archives. Let's run back some you got like the archives. Give me the greatest hits. Nope.
It's not hard. Right. It's not hard. You can literally pull from the greatest hits. How we get to the Super Bowl? And I just heard earlier today, they said Raheem said, even Matt Ryan said he can't make some of the throws that Michael Penix make. So why are we not running in plays? Because that means Penix can make every throw that Matt Ryan could make. And you can literally substitute and pick and pin each player one for one in that offense. They might not be they might not have the same skill set, but they can run the same damn routes. And you can have the same, almost the same timing. It's hard to replace a Julio, but you can try. At least try. Give us something. Because I'm so tired of seeing the pistol. I can't tell you. I'm so tired of seeing the doggo pistol. Get your ass in gun or get a single back. Because if you sitting up here taking a pistol, I'm telling you as a linebacker, brother, if I see you in a pistol, it's so easy. I'm just okay.
That shit is a joke.
Okay. It's a straight up joke. And I feel like the only person, even Lamar don't even be running pistol like that no more. Like, right. they run a straight gun. Like,
we ran 30 plays out of the pistol. We ran pistol. The next closest team ran 10. We running pistol three times more than the rest of the league.
It's just college type plays.
Mm-hmm. And it's like that shit works in college because it's like, all right, well, yeah, I got all five stars. You got all three stars. My five stars is better than you. And it's like,
right,
you're not doing nothing. I don't, like we said, I'm not asking Penix to run, but we ain't getting no RPO. We ain't getting no getting shotgun, mm-hmm. ride the mesh point and go the other way. Ain't no misdirection.
None of that. Do you know how crazy a 20 personnel could go with Ray Ray in the slot and you got Pitts on the edge and Drake on the edge?
We've been saying it like, for come months. On, bro.
You could go twins, Drake, Pitts, Bijan close to them, or you could flip-flop it, run Algier, fake the handoff, throw the thing. He left-handed. You could go left.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on, bro.
I got no
offensive pack. Line already shaky. Run the read option.
I ain't got nothing, bro.
Run the read.
I got.
You can't tell me Michael Penix don't know how to run the read option. That boy from Florida.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, I got Drake, Pitts, Bijan, and I don't even. Why you don't put them in a bunch? Because you know, defenses are like, all right, we got to key them three. All right, what if I put them all on the same side? Now what you can, mm-hmm. or. Right. I run a bunch, and then I put Ray Ray in motion. Now I got a 4-by-1.
Right.
It ain't no stress. There is no stress from the offense. Literally, it's, all right, Penix, go do your thing. All right, Bijan, work some magic. All right, Drake, just be bigger than everybody. All right, Kyle Pitts, like, do something. Like, it's just ain't no – it's just a bunch of play calls. But, I mean, you know, I'm
– bullshit.
Zachary.
Then you get your ass down on the goal line. You can't do nothing but run some hickory dickory doc ass shit, and then you run to the damn sideline looking like a whole ass. You gonna have me cussing on this podcast?
You cuss. Boy.
I'm like not cussing the way I'm about to cuss. We inside the 5 and can't put this fucking bitch in the hole. We can't put this fucking ball in the end zone inside the 5, and it, we got another. Four downs? Come on, bro. What is this?
It took 8 plays.
Man, come on.
It took
you done ran all the way to the pylon. You done sent you who was the tight end that came in motion. They're like, what you we didn't watch Algier get stuffed twice. Do you really think we finna sit here and think you finna hand the ball to Algier again to get stuffed inside the five again? Single back Algier, really?
But
at least Algier didn't Algier get to 1,000 yards with a fullback in front of him? Who's the fullback then?
I don't even remember, but yeah, he did have a fullback. But like,
he had a fullback.
Before he runs
in 12 personnel. Mm-hmm. It's just horrible. I don't know what it is. Cut Mike Hughes and get a fullback. Something. Y'all got to do something. Get a fullback in the game.
Cut Cool and get a fullback. We just going to go for it.
cool money for Justin Tucker.
But no, like, for real, like, even on top of that, like, you don't even see like mass shifts. Like, think about it, as a defender, you line up and then it's like, all right, you know, yeah, y'all line up in this, but we're going to shift in the 12. Now, I got to make sure my gap alignment is right. I got to make sure all this shit is right, because what you lined up in is not what I'm defending no more. Ain't no stress. There is no stress. Like, by the third quarter, they were calling out that Charlie Warner motion. They were shifting with it, because it's like, you never going to send Charlie Warner to the flat. Like, think about that.
No.
I sent him in sprint motion. You prepping for the run, and now it's like, ooh, nope, he out there in the flat. Cause you bracing for the run. Ain't no send Charlie Warner. We run a split zone the other way. Like, it's just wherever Charlie go, just get ready to go that way with him. Cause also I don't think they ran no pass off that motion. Ain't no pass coming off that motion. No. Ain't no screen. No. I can run play action boot. Mm-mm. Like, but that's enough on Zachary, man. We got game to talk about. We got the Vikings up next. They right now getting their asses kicked on Monday Night Football. You can go ahead and say it now. Neither of us believe in J.J. McCarthy. The young man currently is 7 for 12 for 47 yards. No, 56 yards. He's averaging 4.7 yards a throw. All I heard all offseason is that J.J. McCarthy is ready. This was the quarterback the Falcons should have taken to sit behind Kirk Cousins and let him develop. He has championship pedigree, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, all of the things being said about J.J. McCarthy were the same things that I heard about Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ridder took a very bad, irrelevant Cincinnati team to the college football playoff. He was known to be a winner. He needed time to sit and develop. And when he took over, he was going to be ready and take the Falcons to the promised land just to flame out because he can't play quarterback. And I'm currently watching J.J. McCarthy do the same thing. And he has a very good offensive coordinator in Kevin O'Connell. And Kevin O'Connell is terrified of letting this young man throw the ball. They're down double digits. And they still have more rushing attempts than they do passing attempts. So, Falcons got to go to Minnesota Sunday night. Waiting all day for Sunday night. I like it. We went to Philly last week, too. On Monday
night. What you like?
It's a W. Let's eat one.
What you like?
I like the matchup.
Is Drake playing?
Drake gonna play. Mooney gonna play.
We about to go in there receiverless.
No, they both gonna play. I'm not worried about that.
If they don't, what you like then? With this offensive play calling that we just saw. If we tried Casey Washington and Cordero Hodge.
And Ray Ray.
Ray Ray has been there.
Uh-huh. And my dog still got us into field goal range to win the game, to tie the game to go to overtime. I got Michael Penix. I don't trust Zachary. You are correct. But I do like my defense against this offense. Justin Jefferson is not game ready. He has not practiced all summer. The hamstring is not okay. And he's not gonna
catch no passes from JJ McCarthy.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'd like they got 3 points against the Bears. I mean 6 points against the Bears. They are struggling. So I got no faith in the Vikings offense. I got no faith in JJ McCarthy. We shut down the run against the Bucks are a better offense. And
I agree.
We had the Bucks hemmed up for most of that game. That's where I don't have faith in Zachary, because that game should have been put away very early on, either by the offense or the defense capitalizing on Baker's mistakes. Baker threw, he had 5 or 6 turnover-worthy throws in that game. I think JJ's going to throw a similar amount, hence why they are not letting that young man throw the ball past the line of scrimmage. If you get stuck playing a field position game, I think the Falcons can get a double. I think Michael Penix can will us to a lead. But, yeah, if there's no Drake and there's no Mooney,
we need to sign a receiver.
Yeah. Because I got nothing for you. If those two are out.
It's about to get ugly.
Mm-hmm. But I think Mooney would have played. They said Mooney was fine. He just wasn't in shape. I don't know how much I believe it. But I think the pressure is real. And they got a week 5 bye. And so if you got to play a little banged up to make sure you don't go into that bye, you beat the Vikings, you beat the Panthers, you lose to the Bills, you go into the bye week 2-2. Okay. You lose this game, I'm getting ahead of us, but I don't think we beat the Bills. That means you need to beat the Panthers, who just put up 44 on you week 18. Well, you needed to beat them to go into the postseason. You fucking around with an 0-4 start. So that's why I'm like,
blow it up.
Yeah.
Get these old vets out of here. Get these young boys in this game.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I think Drake plays. I think Mooney plays. It's a must win in week 2.
They're going to be laughing at you again. I told you, laughing stock. They're going to be
laughing stock.
You ain't going to have no leverage and no conversation regarding NFL football.
With no first round pick.
No first round pick. Boy, what are you doing?
Man.
You out here riding around with no guardrails and no brakes.
Raw. Hey, look.
All right. On Lakeshore Drive.
Cautious.
About to go straight into the lake.
We on north side.
You went out of town.
We on Buford Highway with it. No brakes. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But no, I just, like, I'm not getting ahead of myself. I was never a J.J. McCarthy believer. He was a game manager in college. They're asking him to be it feels like when we were talking about Anthony Richardson. Like,
ooh.
What are we talking about? Like, yeah, you might. He was an ultimate athlete, but he couldn't beat Vandy. JJ McCarthy threw the ball like 14 times in the national championship, and they put up 50 points. Like, they didn't ask him to win the game. They said, bro, just stay out the way and hand it off to Donovan Edwards and whoever. Yeah. think about it. Yeah. Like, that boy Penix had to drop back. The game was on his shoulders every week. And you see it with us. Like, when it gets tight, that boy's like, that's cool, bro. It don't matter. Just keep it close and give me a shot at the end of the game. And JJ was like, in his head he was. He ain't there yet, but in his head he was. I know the Benz be rocking, so he can't help it.
Ooh, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Rapping with Ray Ray. That's why they wipe his nose.
Hey, slap.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, and like, also, like, I feel like Brian Flores, the defense that he's calling right now is week 1. But how do you call an aggressive defense when your quarterback is shaky? Look at how aggressive Ulbrich was calling the defense. Yeah, Ulbrich had gas to the pedal to the metal. That was all gas, no brakes. And we got burnt for it at the end, but I can live with it because my quarterback got me back in position to give me another chance. You can't call that stuff with JJ. You look at what we were calling when Desmond Ridder was the quarterback,
oof.
When Mariota was the quarterback, when Heidenke was the quarterback, it was just like, all right, like we're going to play soft and let that clock run.
Hope and pray.
Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't really seen much blitzing. We talking about Caleb Williams. They ain't really blitzing Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because he's scared. I think he's like, bruh, that quarterback, if I get cooked too fast and this league is too big too fast, we can't come back. If we go down 10 points, we can't come back. And you're seeing it. Like, they needed a 59-yard.
That's crazy.
Bruh, they needed a 59-yard field goal to get to 6 points before halftime against the Bears. Like, I'm not saying the Bears are bad, but wasn't nobody picking this defense to be top five, top 10?
No.
So, and it's no Jalen Johnson.
Right, right.
Justin Jefferson getting clamped by Nashawn Wright right now.
He getting clamped by his quarterback.
that dude. Oh, so yeah, man. Like, that's why I got big confidence in Olbrich. I got confidence in Jesse bouncing back, and I mean, they could play aggressive, but I got confidence in the front. Bro, that D line was getting after Baker. Devon Diablo, you had to be proud of that linebacker play.
Oh yeah, I ain't have no problems with them. Mm-hmm. No problems. That's what I said, bro. I just need to see my boy. I need to see my boy number 27 on that field. I don't want to hear nothing about nothing else. You mortgaged our future. Put him in the game.
He had the most pressures, bro. He was out there. Who you need to bitch about is AK.
You know, your mama learned how to say his name this past game.
Not for good reason. That's the disappointment. Like, I get the angst with Leonard Floyd. I don't disagree that it's like he don't need a lot of snaps. I think his snaps gonna come down. But I think also, you know, with Jalen Walker, they didn't want to put up too much on his plate.
Who's on the other side?
Yeah, James Pierce on the other side. So he was playing. They playing Leonard Floyd because it's like Jalen Walker had the groin and he had the hammy. So it's like, all right, I can't give you the snap count. I gave James Pierce.
We didn't got damaged goods.
But I think he'll be all right. Let him make sure he's healthy.
I need give me Leonard Floyd and James Pierce on the field at the same time then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not trying to hear nothing about why James Pierce not on the field, period. This man is a problem, mm-hmm. period. Let everybody else be where they need to be, but you drafted them in the first round for a reason. You ain't signed.
He got the snaps.
He need to be an every down.
He want all of them. 100%.
100%. Until he can't go no more. And if he can't go no more, then we're going to run him at practice.
Because I need 60 snaps from you.
I need all the whole game. So you can set up your pass rushes. You need to learn how to get off blocks and stop the run so you're not one-dimensional. I'm not trying to hear nothing about nothing, boy. We spent two first-round picks on you.
What's out? Give a piss about nothing.
Piss about nothing. Unless you hurt. And even when you hurt, you're going to be playing. Because you're going to expect to get paid.
You are insane. My brother is major pain.
Put that man on the field. And then if he can't go, then bring in Little Floyd and bring in Ebiketie, just like you were comfortable with playing in the first game. But this rookie need to go.
I think that's where they get to. I don't disagree. I'm just giving you shit for it because this is funny. This boy said week one, James Pierce, 60 snaps. I don't want nothing else.
Nothing else.
They gonna rotate them. Like they rotate. I do. Where I will agree, I feel like James Pierce should play every single third down.
Why not?
That's 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
He better not be on that field. But like, if they going base first down, they going heavy first down. I'm fine if you take him off and give him a breather and save him for third down. But if he's not on the field on third down, that's when I'm like, why? What do we do? What did you bring him here for? This the drive ender.
Yeah.
So I'm with
Big Rook owe me an hour of wall squats.
Hey, baby, Big Root gave you four pressures, but Big Root do
Big
owe you.
Root cost me the game. I need an hour of wall squats, and I need 600 yards a roll.
I said, damn, Root, you was balling, bro. You ain't have to do it. We got the pressure. You got the flush. That was
easy grounding. And you done went for that baker cheese.
He fell for it.
Come on, Big Root. I know you wanted him. I know that. Bro, you can't tell me that Baker don't frustrate the shit out of you when you rushing Baker. Because he a little stocky, little turd. And he be, he be talking crazy. And then he was scrambling. I'm like, Root, I get it, bro. I get it. Trust me, because that was me. I ought to hit him too.
Let it go.
But that was a little cheap hit. Like, yeah, if you ain't finna smack him in his mouth and take him out the game, I'd rather Big Root. Yeah, I'd rather Root take your head off and fight. You don't get no punishment at practice. But you get a little.
Give me a late hit. Yeah, give me a good late hit in the pocket, not that cheap one. Because it's like he don't feel it. He laughing versus, felt me. I was late.
Yeah. Like you pulling up and I finna get a sack. No, you finna not get your helmet knocked off 10 yards behind you.
Yeah. And you saw the ball get thrown. Like, that's a tough one. But I think I'm excited. Like, I really am. I do think we bounce back. I do think I got my faith in Zachary is James Lake level. I will be very candid, but I have a Michael Penix under center who can create magic. Michael Penix got Kalen DeBoer, the job at Alabama. The man can create magic, but I like
bless the tide.
Hey, bless him. I like, hey, look, we show up in prime time. I'm not saying we win them all, but it ain't too many times we get blown out in prime time. So I don't think.
You know the other reason why I need James Pierce to show up? Because it's prime time.
It's prime time.
And they're gonna be talking all kind of craziness. It's the narrative. It's who gonna be narrating this? Who gonna be calling this game?
Chris Collinsworth, yeah.
You already know. And you know he gonna be on some straight up BS. I ain't trying to hear Collinsworth talk. Well, why aren't they playing this guy, James Pierce Jr.? You know, they've traded up. I didn't agree with when they got Penix, but I really don't agree with not playing James Pierce. Man, get three sacks and tell that man to shut up. And make him play the whole game. And y'all just show replays and replays and make that man pause. I'm gonna stop right there.
I will say, I'm going to let you pause, catch your breath. But, I mean, that is a good point because it's like they gave a shit for not taking Dallas Turner. Dallas Turner ain't really giving you much of nothing up there. Dallas Turner right now has three tackles, no quarterback hits. They were like, why'd you take Michael Penix when you could have taken J.J. McCarthy? So it's really almost like the Penix James Pierce versus McCarthy Dallas Turner matchup.
Thank you.
And we can jump into the predictions because we're getting towards the end. Over under on them James Pierce sacks. Zero. He was saying we getting a sack on Sunday.
Under 0.5. we gonna at least get a 0.5. We get a 0.5 actually. Okay. We going 0 for twice. And if we go 0 for twice, Olbrich is in the doghouse now.
I can't, bro. But if he give you another five pressures, two hits, but his pressures causing turnovers. Like that's the thing. If they would have got these interceptions, I'm with you. I'm not saying I don't want the sack. But if we would have had a three interception day from Baker, I think the conversation is very different. I think we're talking a 30-13 type game.
I got you.
So
we can go sack, force fumble, sack or force fumble, over under on that one. I don't care about hits. I need Big Root to get hits. I need like big men to get hits. I need like big hits on quarterbacks. to shake him up. Like, I don't need no, oh, he got my, no.
Knock his ass out.
Yeah, that's a hit. You gonna think about it now. Just like Big Fella came and tried to smack Penix in the face and got that flag. I need one of them.
Yeah.
I don't want the flag, but I want the hit. What was that, Vita Vea?
Vita hit him in the face, and then Greg Gaines hit him in the back. It was back-to-back roughing the passes on that drive.
Yeah, like I need something like that, looking like Abdullah the Butcher coming through there.
Yeah, bro, I'm with it. So you saying forced fumble from James Pierce or in general from the defense?
No, forced fumble from James Pierce. Either a sack or a forced fumble. 0.5 over.
I don't think he get a forced fumble. If he get a sack fumble, boy. If he get a sack fumble. That boy said, I want you to beat the hell out. Darisaw might be back. So Christian Darisaw, the left tackle, tore his ACL. He's trying to be back for the game tonight. If he's back next week, you kind of I wouldn't be surprised if he can. Your first game back, I don't know if you're going to be ready for that.
Let that man set him up. Dude, we talking about SEC Tennessee talent. Let him set his rushes up, because when you go behind Leonard Floyd and his rush setup, it's a lot different than your personal setups. Let Leonard Floyd stay over there with Ebiketie. Ebiketie already done showed us he's not that man. Let James Pierce Jr. show us he that man.
My dog A came out and said Ebiketie just liked to be on the team. He ain't got that dog in him. He liked to rush and get pushed down to the ground.
Yeah. He cool, but and then the other part about it, you know, I ain't crazy about 27, but 17. You should have stuck with 47. Don't give me no number 17 rushing the quarterback. You messed up your juice. Just like Koo messed up his juice. Koo should have kept 7. Make Bijan get 6. Go get 6, Bijan.
On to the next one. What we got? What we got? All right. I'm going to give you one. Over under Justin Jefferson 50 yards.
When? Next week?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's against AJ. Ooh. I'm going to say over. He barely going to crack it, but AJ. They're going to get a pick.
I like it. I accept it. I'll allow it. If he give up 53, but he get a pick, I'll allow it. But last time he saw Jettas was in Alcatraz.
Mm-hmm.
Jettas was in Alcatraz.
What I saw Sunday, I think he working on one.
He is,
AJ,
bro.
Put up a good game.
AJ was there. That's why I wanted that pick. Like, that's why I'm so mad about these drop picks, because we having a whole that we talking about we would have whooped the Bucks ass type game. Like, we would beat them that bad on defense. Yeah. But yeah, give me 53 yards, man. Yeah, because they don't got nobody else. Like, who you gonna throw the ball to? Jalen Naylor? Like, bro, they don't got nobody.
Right. Adam, he ain't never throwing the ball to Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen Cook, he got no targets.
Right.
You gotta go 3 wide to get Adam Thielen on the field. And they scared to let this little boy throw the ball, so we not gonna go 3 wide. All right, I'll take that. 53 yards. AJ get a pick. Talk your shit, youngin. And he not gonna get 53 yards on AJ. He gonna get 13 on AJ.
No, he ain't gonna be on AJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gonna get 40 on Mike Hughes.
Hey,
we not. No,
swap,
no,
swap them out. No. Swap them out. You swap got them boys out.
You got his number on.
Nah, you know who this is. You know who this is. There's only one of these. He very generous. He comes through to Michael Irvin. if they retire my number, they're going to be like, oh, and they're going to forget about him in the rafters. But then they see, they're going to say, he ain't like Prime. And I live on forever.
Live on forever. All right, what we got? Penix over on the 2 TDs total.
3 of them hold.
Ooh.
Yeah, he coming with some fire.
That boy said prime time. You know how
he might. Yeah, he gonna come with some fire. I give another hot take. Kyle Pitts, 2 touchdowns.
Yes, sir. That was my next one. Over. All 3 of them hoes going to touchdown.
Pitt. Yep. 2 touchdown. Mike, hey, Kyle Pitts is back, baby. Thank you, Kyle Pitts, because, woo, boy, it'll have been ugly. It'll have been ugly without Kyle Pitts. Keep wearing the red-ass sleeves. I don't care. Listen, do what you need to do to show yourself.
We have talked a lot of shit about you, Kyle Pitts, on this podcast. Yes, but yeah. We have always given credit where credit is due. We have always rooted for you, young man. And what you did on Sunday, show do that every week. That boy was wide open in the end zone. It was just penis scramble. He was like, let me get my Vic on one time. But Pitts was sitting there like, bro, just tossed it to me. It's a touchdown. So I'm going to go ahead and get Kyle Pitts. He had a touchdown. He had a 70-yard and a touchdown type day.
Mm-hmm.
So
let me get Kyle Pitts too. And I need to see some Kyle Pitts jump balls. I don't know what's going on with that. Like, can we at least try?
Can we call
like him? The man 6'6", unicorn. Come on. Like,
why can't I get Pitts on a solo on the backside of a trips?
Something.
So we gonna see. That's on Zachary, man. That ain't on Kyle. Kyle, bravo, young man. We fans again. We fucking with you, 8.
You just don't go nowhere. Y'all don't trade him yet. Don't trade him.
He got Phoenix now. He got quarterback again. That boy, you see his life in those people. That boy said,
Florida.
If I keep hoping, he gonna throw it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Man, all right. Hey, what's the over under? Go ahead. Let's go ahead and
talk about the real life.
Yep. What's the over under? Ooh, they saying Vikings 63% chance to win the game. I mean, that's fair. They win 70% of the time.
They don't rock with us anyway.
Well, they win 70% of the time at home on prime time. So, it just is what it is. Them boys are hard to beat at home, and they hard to beat on prime time. But
boy, drive a hard bargain.
Them boys drive a hard bargain. We ain't got no over under yet. Wow. Sorry, y'all. We can't do no over under, so we're gonna make up our own.
Ooh, combine.
Yeah, I'm gonna see what the over under was for the Bears Vikings game. We're gonna go off that.
That's kind of nasty. You got JJ and Caleb over unders.
JJ still gonna be playing his butt ass. There's Vikings.
Shit, JJ gonna pull this win off too. Watch.
Yeah, I see they kind of creeping. Bears installed out.
Yeah, so what? All right. You know how Caleb is. Caleb can't sustain a whole game. He give you 2 solid quarters, and that's it. Halftime, them legs get cold. He eat them oranges. He done.
Ooh, yeah, that's a Caleb issue. That is not a JJ's main. So the Falcons Vikings over under 45.5.
Under.
That's interesting.
45.5. That's 21. Yeah. 14.
I'll take that. Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
24. Yeah. 24-14. You got some wiggle room in that. Yeah. Because they got 12. So even to get to 45, that's 33.
Right.
So, yeah. I'll take that under. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 28-14 is 42.
45 is some points.
Yeah, that means JJ got to be playing.
Right.
That boy JJ is 9 for 15, 86 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. That boy got a Desmond Ridder ass stat line.
Hey, in our fantasy league right now, he had -3.
That's what he should be, bum ass.
That's right.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, give me the under. Give me the under. They're gonna be at home, but I like my defense. I think even if you get 31-14, it's still under.
Facts. Facts. That's points.
That's points. That's a ball. On the board. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna take the under. I think we win this one, bro. Like, I do think the Falcons are better than the Bears. I think Penix is better than Caleb Williams. I think, pending Drake London and Darnell Mooney playing, if they play, I think we win by double digits. If they don't play, bitch, we are relying on field goals.
You bet the under.
Either way, bet the under. I'm a, my score prediction, 27-12. I think they kick 4 field goals. JJ McCarthy does not get inside the red zone more than twice. I think Penix does well because he wins the field position battle. I don't think Brian Flores wants to blitz him as much because he was burning Todd Bowles' blitzes. And yeah, I think it's the Falcons made the right decision to draft Michael Penix Jr.
You're gonna be hearing that voice.
That's my prediction.
They did nothing in the NFL for real. But hey, I'm with you, brother. Go pick up Will Reichert.
Immediately. If he is available, you are in a league full of idiots.
Oh man. Shoot, we can wrap this one up. It's about that time.
It is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Been another great episode of King's Landing. Week one in the books. Caught an L, but not for long. We gonna bounce back, y'all. We're gonna bounce back. I hang in there.
You live. All right,
brother. Y'all go follow my brother, Jared King, on X, Twitter, at @_TheKing_, and your boy Brian King at KingHead57, wherever you can follow me. Holla at you.